Tim Lockett of Jacksonville, Alabama, is a journalist, not a lawyer, as one might expect from the title. This is his debut novel, and I truly hope the first of many. The book is for young readers. Although I am definitely not one, I enjoyed it thoroughly for the characters created, the issues addressed, and for the very clever allusions and references which the young reader will not recognize, but which are a delight to those who notice them. The action takes place in fictional Strudwick County, Alabama, 20 miles north of the Florida state line. Atticus Tutwiler Peel, a girl, was named by her father, a defense lawyer, in homage to Harper Lee's fictional attorney and Julia Tutwiler, fighter for prison reform. As Attie tells us, her dad might have gone with the feminine, Attica, but many would think her to be named after two prisons. Attie's mother is deceased, and lawyer Peel, a white man, has married Talisa, an African-American woman. They have a mixed-race son, Martinez. In southeast Alabama, the family has to navigate some stares and rudeness, intentional and unintentional. With her stepmom at the animal shelter, Attie is horrified when she learns how many dogs are put down each month, and especially enraged when the county wants to put down a mutt named Easy, who did bite a man, but clearly a rotten fellow who deserved to be bitten. Attie, guided by her dad, reads the relevant sections of the penal code and puts together a brief defending the dog, Easy. At the same time, there is a murder in town. The owner of a pawn shop, having recently won the Florida lottery, plans to retire, but is killed. An indigent, illiterate African-American is accused. Attie, like Nancy Drew, takes it upon herself to find the evidence which will exonerate him. As the two capital cases move forward, we follow Attie through the summer before her seventh grade year and into that maelstrom middle school. She is viciously bullied online, is ignored by the cool girls, has trouble finding her group. This book has a lively story, but with wonderful bits for the adult reader. Attie, unhappy in school, seeking guidance, is reading a book entitled Saving Emmeline Grangerford, a study of teen mopiness among girls. Readers of Huck Finn will remember Emmeline, author of sappy death poems, one of them dedicated to a canary. I shall never hear thy sweet chirrup more, alas. Defending Easy is frustrating. Lockett entitles one chapter, Hell is Other People, a blatant reference to the most famous line in Jean-Paul Sartre's play of existential despair, No exit, there is something for everyone here. The county attorney is named Baxley Graddock, which will ring bells for readers of a certain age. And best of all, the governor is named Fisher King. The Fisher King was the monarch in Eliot's poem, The Wasteland. The ruler of that wasteland was sterile, and so his realm also was barren. Attie pursues her case to save the dog Easy, and also gets involved with trying to save a giant alligator, the swamp monster. She learns, as her father already knew, that it does not make you popular to defend the accused. And then at Halloween, dressed as a pig, not a ham, as in Mockingbird, Attie narrowly escapes death at the hands of the villain who killed the pawnbroker and shot Easy. There is a happy ending, of course, and a lot of fun along the way.